Israeli journalist demands Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens be placed in World War II-style internment camps. The Talmudic mask comes off. By Jose Alberto Nino. The landscape of American free speech has entered treacherous new terrain. On February 27, 2026, an Israeli historian and journalist named Yair Kleinbaum published an editorial in JFeed demanding that the United States government arrest and detain Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, Candace Owens, Cenk Uygur, Jackson Hinkle, and other prominent commentators who have opposed American military action against Iran. The model he proposed for their imprisonment was the World War II internment of Japanese Americans. It's time to put Fuentes, Owens, Carlson, and Uygur inside a World War II-style internment camp, Kleinbaum wrote. We have reached a point where there is no choice but to take decisive action and arrest them. Kleinbaum's argument rested on the claim that these commentators had crossed from protected speech into criminal incitement by allegedly encouraging soldiers to defy orders and discouraging enlistment. He explicitly compared them to Japanese Americans during World War II, though he distinguished the cases by asserting that unlike those who were unjustly profiled, the targeted influencers had proven that their loyalty is with anti-American forces. Just as the Japanese-American population was suspected of loyalty to a murderous Japanese regime that had declared war on America during World War II, these figures, including Jackson Hinkle and others, have, unlike most those Japanese who were unjustly profiled, proven that their loyalty is with anti-American forces, Kleinbaum wrote. Hence their call for mutiny. Kleinbaum himself is a graduate student at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem in the Department of History of the Jewish People and Contemporary Jewry. He also served as a research assistant in the Jewish Peoplehood Department at the Interdisciplinary Center Herzliya, now Reichman University. His academic work focuses on the history of the Israeli political left between 1967 and 1973. For perspective, JFeed is an English-language news platform founded in 2023 and led by CEO Yaret Elbaz and editor-in-chief Eli Gottelf, who previously worked at Kikar Hashabat, an Israeli Haredi news outlet. The platform describes itself as proudly unfiltered, proudly Jewish, and proudly committed to conservative values, with the stated mission of becoming the leading English-language news source for global Jewry. Kleinbaum serves as one of the platform's most prolific writers, covering breaking news on the Iran conflict, anti-Semitism analysis, and U.S.-Israel relations. Kleinbaum's call for internment is not a fringe view among the American Jewish community. Multiple surveys reveal a community deeply divided on these questions. A CHIP 50 survey in 2024 found that 39% of American Jews supported restrictions, prohibiting speech that opposes Israel's existence as a Jewish state on college campuses, compared to only 21% of non-Jews. A forward CHIP 50 poll in 2024 found 31% of Jews supported prohibiting certain political speech on campus, while 47% were opposed. Separately, 44% supported banning statements of support for Hamas, and 58% supported using law enforcement to police campus demonstrations. The Japanese-American internment that Kleinbaum cited as his model represents one of the most egregious violations of civil liberties in American history. Following the attack on Pearl Harbor in December 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066, which authorized the forced removal of approximately 120,000 people of Japanese ancestry from the West Coast. The majority were American citizens. They were imprisoned in remote camps surrounded by barbed wire and armed guards, losing their homes, businesses, and livelihoods. Decades later, the United States government formally apologized for this injustice. In 1988, President Ronald Reagan signed the Civil Liberties Act, which acknowledged that the internment was based on race prejudice, war hysteria, and a failure of political leadership. The government paid reparations to surviving internees. An even more insidious aspect of the Japanese internment that is often overlooked by court historians is how Jewish individuals benefited from the Roosevelt administration's internment policy. Gus Russo's 2006 book Supermob, How Sidney Korshak and His Criminal Associates Became America's Hidden Power Brokers, contains a chapter that directly addresses the seizure and sale of Japanese-American properties during World War II. Russo's book details how the Office of Alien Property Custodian, OAP, headed by David L. Bazelon, a well-connected Chicago attorney and son of Russian Jewish immigrants, oversaw the liquidation of seized Japanese-American and German-owned properties after the war. According to Russo, Bazelon sold many of these properties to associates linked to Chicago mob lawyer Sidney Korshak, also of Jewish extraction, and members of the Pritzker family for pennies on the dollar. Russo identifies David Bazelon as running the OAP and controlling the disposition of properties collectively worth an estimated $400 million in 1942 dollars, billions today, including 500,000 acres of California farmland and some 1,265 small Japanese-owned hotels. Jay Pritzker, patriarch of the Hyatt Hotel fortune, was hired as an assistant attorney at the OAP under Bazelon and allegedly profited from the fire sale liquidations. The broader network Russo calls the Supermob, a cadre of mostly Chicago-connected figures with ties to organized crime, acquired California land, hotels, and urban parcels through these OAP sales. Back to Kleinbaum, his demand for the state detention of Israel's vocal critics reflects a deepening panic within the Jewish community following the October 7th conflict. The graphic, public nature of those events triggered a global realization, driving millions to critically examine the extent and nature of Jewish influence in their own nations. This shift signifies that the traditional methods of social control, specifically the use of guilt-based Holocaust tropes to silence dissent, have lost their efficacy. As juries' reliance on soft power through propaganda falters, they are increasingly turning to the hard power of state-sanctioned speech suppression. What appears as the reactionary outburst of a single, traumatized Jewish intellectual may signal a shift toward a broader, more aggressive strategy intended to crush the burgeoning opposition to Jewish hegemony across the West. These efforts to institutionalize censorship are a testament to the fragility of a crumbling Judeo-American order. The truth is no longer a hidden secret, and the attempt to force it back into the shadows is a battle that world Jewry is poised to lose once Gentiles wake up from their slumber. Next, if you like the content, feel free to continue supporting my work. Buy me a coffee. https://buymeacoffee.com/josenino